I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Born on New Orleans' Algiers Point, Cynthia Gertley is a singer-pianist whose music has carried her across the U.S. and Europe. She served as a music director for churches in Washington. Her repertoire ranges from opera to contemporary and traditional gospel, but her first love remains the songbook of Mahalia Jackson. I asked Cynthia about her path in gospel.
In the Baptist church, you were not allowed to sing into the choir or do anything until you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was very anxious to do that because I wanted to sing in the choir, of course, and I wanted to sing Mahalia songs, and they just made me feel good, and my mother was pleased that I was learning them so quickly, and I got baptized at four, and I got in the choir and became the lead soloist in the choir at 4 years old. Unbelievable.
Down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay my burdens down. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay my burdens down. The riverside, gonna lay my burdens down. Ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. No more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
And I think it was the addition of playing the piano that just gave me even a more feeling of, oh, you know, this God that we're singing about. It seems as though I could feel him even in the keys, even while I was playing the piano. So I started private lessons at the age of 7 and started playing for the very first church at the age of 10. From that, people would hear me. And they would ask, can you come sing at my church? Can you come here? And I started moving all over the city singing. I couldn't drive. My father would drive me everywhere, you know. And I think every Sunday I had 2 or 3 churches that I was going to singing at, you know, the West Bank and the East Bank. I believe it was the spirit and the feeling that I had when I sang those songs of Mahalia. It wasn't a chore for me to go to church. I would look forward to going and singing.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Lord, I'm tired, I get weak, sometimes worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, Lord, to the light. Take my precious Lord, lead me on.
When you perform Mahalia, how do you prepare to do her repertoire?
Whenever I perform, whether it's at a church doing a dedication for Mahalia, a tribute, or a jazz fest, or whatever, the first thing I do is I visit her grave, she is buried here in New Orleans. And I have a little talk with her. Yeah. And I sat down for about a half an hour, and I may bring me a tea or water. And I just feel like she's just talking to me, back with me. I feel great. Yeah. And a lot of people may not think, they may think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I just felt like she left that part of her left with me when I left the grave. You know, I just felt it. There was a grasshopper on my window.
Is almost gone.
My thing is the traditional gospel. It's the foundation. The contemporary gospel come and go. But Amazing Grace, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, these traditional songs that hits the soul resonate right there in that spirit. That when you sing it, or someone really sing it, with, you can't help but cry.
At the river, Lord, I stand. Take my hand. precious Lord, lead me on.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.